Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back here on Sports Talk, before we get to Tim Zimmer, it was Lindsey Nelson, Bobby, the Notre Dame radio announcer.
God, Lindsey Nelson. You know, you have a classic voice. Look, we had Jim Henderson here, and then we got Zach Schrieff. You look at any great voice, Vin Scully, you know, on and on. But Lindsey
Nelson.
Joe Myers is unbelievable. So you look at all different parts of the country. If you follow a team, or from it could be a local perspective or a national perspective. But if you're in broadcasting and you say Lindsey Nelson, they ain't no broadcaster saying, who are you talking about? What? No, Lindsey Nelson was unbelievable. I mean, and that's why I think young broadcasters, can you pay your dues and put skins on the wall before you expect to be given that opportunity? Can you be that distinctive voice which becomes household where, whoa, I gotta listen to this because you recognize it. And that's what Lindsey Nelson was with the Fighting Irish.
Tim Zimmer, part of our WWE year, NASCAR report. Timmy, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. You know, NASCAR has another unexpected winner this week for the third straight week. So it's been kind of a weird season where, you know, I haven't been really picking winners, but I've been hitting the matchups and hitting the top tens and top fives lately. So it's been a weird season, but I've been doing well overall.
Yeah, you know, Tim, when you look at it, I don't know if I've ever witnessed a NASCAR season that I don't know if I'm describing this right, but the underdog syndrome, gets the third surprise winner in as many weeks, so to speak. A surprise winner when you look at William Bryson, Byron, William Byron. Did you expect that in Homestead and Miami Speedway?
I did not. If I thought one, you know, Chevrolet was going to dominate on Sunday, it was either going to be Kyle Larson, that's his best racetrack. He finished, you know, top five in the race. Or I thought the defending champion, Chase Elliott, who's been basically good everywhere he's been this year, would do well that. But, you know, him having a Hendrick's car, both Hendrick's car drivers there, you know, they brought the cars that did well. And, I mean, you look at the three champions, I mean, the three winners so far this season, a combined four wins. Byron's got two wins. He has a win at Talladega last year. He has a win, you know, at Homestead this year. And then you have Christopher Bell winning the Daytona Road Course for his first career win, and Michael McDowell winning the, you know, Daytona 500 for his first career win. So they say this is the best NASCAR season ever. At least that's what Fox Sports says. I guess you could say that if you like underdogs and unexpected winners.
Right.
long shot season is basically in tow right now. And speaking of long shots, I was on Friday with Mark and Steve. And I said, my long shot, this is my long shot. It was 40-1. I said, Tyler Reddit would be the guy to watch. And Tyler Reddit, he had the speed at the end of the race. He just didn't have enough laps. He finished his second place. And they asked him after the race, like, how do you feel? You know, second place is really good. He's like, I'm just mad. You know, I had the best car out there. I just didn't, he didn't make the adjustments, into, you know, with time left in the race. And Byron just had such a big lead that I think if there was a caution or late caution or if there was anything else, I think right. that, you know, Tyler Reddick probably wins the race.
You know, you talk about odds. I'm looking at William Byron, what entered the weekend, 28-1 shot to win the race. And if you look at it, at Homestead Miami Speedway, he won for the second time in 111 Cup starts. His first one came at Daytona last August and landed him in on the final spots in the playoffs. So what are the prospects in the future with William Byron, where he's at?
I mean, he's driving the 24 car, and we all know who the 24 car is in NASCAR.
Yeah, Greg Motorsports, yep.
You know, yeah, that's Jeff Gordon. So he's got the right equipment. He's got the right car. He's got the right people above him. And he also is teammates with Chase Elliott, who's the defending champion right now. And he's got another veteran driver that just joined Hendrick Motorsports this year, and Kyle Larson, who's a really good driver as himself at Mile and a Half Tracks. And so I just think that, you know, he's going to probably win two more races this year. I don't know if he'll dominate like you know, we saw from Kevin Harvick, Chase Elliott, and Denny Hamlin last season. But I think you're going to expect good things from him.
Now, you know, Tim, when you look at all the underdogs, what is your take on the NASCAR season going forward? Because it's not household names. When you got the likes of Michael McDowell and Christopher Bell have company and relatively odd group of 2021 winners. When you look at McDowell, Bell, and now Byron, I mean, some NASCAR fans might say, who? Oh, what the hell
is
going
on? I think a lot of it has to do with how they started the season. Normally, when we start the NASCAR season, we start at Daytona, and then we go out west. We go to California. We go to Las Vegas, which they are this week. We stay in those mile-and-a-half tracks where if you're at a mile-and-a-half track, it's usually the cream that rises to the crop, you know, the top there. You're going to see a Kevin Harvick. You're going to see Kyle Busch and Martin Truex. You're going to see the top drivers. Their best cars are always at those mile-and-a-half courses. Well, this season we started off at Daytona, which is a random winner usually every year, unless it's Denny Hamlin. And then you have a road course, which road courses are usually won by Chase Elliott or Martin Truex. Both of those guys wrecked. So then you throw in another random winner there because anybody after that could win. And then I just think William Byron had the best car on Sunday. But I don't expect it this weekend in Las Vegas. I think you're going to – this weekend is way different because the last 9 years in Las Vegas have been won by NASCAR champions. So the last non-NASCAR champion to win this Las Vegas race was Carl Edwards in 2011. Every year it's been either Kevin Harvick, Brad Keselowski, Martin Truex, Joey Logano has won the last 2 years. So I don't expect to see a random winner this upcoming week. I think you're going to see a big name driver, one of the seven former champions that are in the field. I think one of those seven guys probably wins it. I also have an interesting bad beat in NASCAR. It's probably the best bad beat NASCAR bet I've ever witnessed that happened over the weekend, and I actually was benefactor over that.
Now, you know, Tim, going forward, what is your projection as far as, you know, you talk about the favorites, household names, compared to the underdog syndrome, what do you think is going to happen going forward?
I think you're going to see the good drivers that eventually they're going to figure it out. One driver I'm actually interested in to see what happens is I want to see what Kyle Busch does. Kyle Busch, he had one win last year. He kind of like lucked out and won the Clash earlier this season in the first week before Daytona, where Blaney was wrecked by Chase Elliott, and you know Kyle Busch ended up winning that race just basically out of luck. So I'm interested to see what Kyle Busch does. I think his biggest issue last year was he had no practice, and NASCAR's still in the same kind of format where they're just going to put the cars on the track, no practice.
Right.
You basically go out there in your qualifying order. And I think that's one of the biggest issues that you've seen from Kyle Busch struggle. I think that's why they switched, you know, pit crew members and things like that. They wanted to mix it up because I think that's why you see a guy like Martin Truex benefactor off of that. So I think you're going to see Martin Truex. You're going to see Kyle Busch. You're going to see these big names. They're going to get their wins. It just depends on the racetrack. If you're at a mile-and-a-half course like we are this week, expect a big name to win. If you're at a super speedway like Daytona, Talladega, those are random. Like you said, you know, William Byron won his first win at one of those racetracks. Right. Those are kind of random because wrecks happen. Road courses, usually those are won by Chase Elliott and Martin Truex. But, you know, let's give credit to Christopher Bell because he's a very, very talented driver for just being 24 years old. I think you might see a win out of him as well. So At the end of the day, I think you're going to probably see 13, 14 winners so far. I mean, right now we have three. So
right.
you got to give six of the seven champions that are in the field are going to probably win a race this year. So that's nine. And I'd throw in another four random winners. So you're going to probably see 13 winners, maybe 14 winners this season going to the playoffs. And there's only 16 spots. So if you have 14 winners, only two people are going to make it in points. And that's big considering how last year where you saw Harvick gobble up nine wins. And you saw Hamlin gobble up seven wins. And like all the wins were basically on two drivers. So everyone basically made it on points instead of just qualified wins.
WWL's Tim Zimmer, I got a really big question for you, in particular for some money. Over and under on Tim Zimmer doing legs at all this week in the gym.
You know, it's funny. I'm actually at the gym right now. I'm in the parking lot. I was at the gym and I totally forgot that we had to come on tonight. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, it's 6:30. What am I going to do tonight? Oh, that's right. I got to go on the radio. So I'm like staring at the gym right now on Veterans Boulevard, and I can go in there. I'll take a picture. I won't do squats, but I'll do leg press. How about that? I'll send you a picture.
Well, you don't need to send me a picture of you doing any kind of leg presses. Sometimes ignore legs.
Tim, you have to do legs, not just your tries and the buys. You have to do
it's
legs.
It's mostly just chest and arms. But, you know, I did a lot of cardio today, so I got cardio in. But, you know, the legs machines, were busy. So I kind of, whenever they're busy, I just kind of leave them alone.
I hear you,
most
Tim.
Times.
All right,
great job as always, man. Thanks.
All right, Tim.
All right, y'all have a good day.
All right, you too. All right, we'll step away and come back and wrap up Sports Talk next and hand it off to the Will Wade Show on the LSU Sports Radio Network. You're listening to WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.